I know that it might be difficult to believe, but tomorrow Pope Leo XIV will be Pope for 4 months. And early this morning, Pope Leo XIV had a papal first. He canonized his first 2 saints, Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis. Perhaps some of you got up early this morning at 3 o'clock to watch the canonization live from St. Peter's Square. Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis have much in common. First of all, they are both Italians from northern Italy. Pier Giorgio is from Torino in northwestern Italy, right there nestled in with the French-Italian Alps. And Carlo Acutis is from Milano in north-central Italy in the Italian-Swiss Alps. Both of them did not die that long ago. Pier Giorgio died exactly 100 years ago on our nation's Independence Day, on the 4th of July, in the year 1925. And Carlo Acutis died only 19 years ago, next month, on the 10th of October in the year 2006. That means that Carlo Acutis is the first canonized saint to live in the third millennium. Both Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis were young when they died. Pier Giorgio was 24 years old, and Carlo Acutis was only 15 years old. That's the age of our sophomores in high school. They both died from illness. Pier Giorgio died from polio, and Carlo Acutis from leukemia. It's worth noting that Pier Giorgio got polio from serving the sick with polio. It would never have occurred to him to isolate or shelter in place. They both had a love for the Most Holy Eucharist. At the age of 22, Pier Giorgio told the members of the Eucharistic Congress, "I urge you with all the strength of my soul to receive Holy Communion as often as possible. Feed on this bread of angels from which you will draw the strength to fight inner struggles." One time, Pier Giorgio challenged a friend to a game of pool, and he said that if he won, his opponent would have to come to Mass with him. Are you surprised that Pier Giorgio won and brought his friend to Mass? What a great tip for evangelization. Carlo Acutis called the Eucharist his highway to heaven. "The Eucharist is my highway to heaven," little Carlo Acutis said. He echoed what Pope St. Pius X said, that the Eucharist is the shortest and the fastest way to heaven. Carlo Acutis once said, "People who place themselves before the sun get a tan. People who place themselves before the Eucharist become saints." So in the spirit of Carlo Acutis, I encourage you to do some sun tanning. That's spelled S-O-N. S-O-N. Bathe yourself in the radiant light of the Son of God. I'm always inspired by our St. Mary's School children who come to do some sun tanning on Thursdays as they adore the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity exposed in the monstrance on the altar. Carlo Acutis built a website dedicated to cataloging each reported Eucharistic miracle in the world. Eucharistic miracles, that is when not only the substance of bread and wine change into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, that of course happens at every Mass, but sometimes the appearances of bread and wine also change. And Carlo Acutis recorded them all. And so Carlo Acutis is the first computer coding saint in the history of the church. Both Pier Giorgio and Carlo had a love for a Blessed Mother. Pier Giorgio, during the summers, would often climb almost 4,000 feet to the Marian shrine of Our Lady of Europa, nestled in the Alps. Pier Giorgio consecrated himself to Mary when he was only 17 years old, and in 1922 he became a Third Order Dominican And you know that the Dominicans received the rosary from our Blessed Mother. As a devout member of the Dominican family, Pier Giorgio always kept a rosary in his pocket, and he prayed it every day. If you think that was good, Carlo made his first personal consecration to the Virgin Mary at the age of 5, when he went to the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary in Pompeii in southern Italy, and he gave rosaries to his friends as presents. Carlo also maintained a website containing a list of the approved Marian apparitions in the Catholic Church. By the way, with all the time he spent on the computer, he limited himself to no more than 2 hours of video games per week. Per week. What a great lesson from Carlo Acutis. Other than work and school, when you have to be on the computer, do we have the self-discipline to limit our screen time and time on the computer and social media? Pier Giorgio and Carlo Acutis both came from wealthy families. Pier Giorgio's father was the founder and editor of the newspaper La Stampa in Torino, and Carlo's father was an insurance executive in Milano. And although they both came from wealthy families, they both were attentive to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. At the age of 17, Pier Giorgio joined the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and he gave his bus fare to the poor. So all of our friends, we have a very active St. Vincent de Paul Society here in Owatonna. So this is a very important day for them, as one of their members is canonized a saint. Pier Giorgio once said, "Jesus comes to me every morning in Holy Communion, and I return the visit by going to serve the poor and the sick." Isn't that beautiful? Pier Giorgio said, "Jesus came to visit me in Holy Communion, and so now I go to visit Jesus in the poor and the sick." Even on his deathbed, he wrote specific instructions to ensure one of the poor that he visited every Friday would receive his medicine. Carlo Acutis was the same. He grew up giving up Nutella, which is difficult to do, and he did that in order to sell some of his toys and help the poor. He would volunteer with the Capuchin friars in Milan at a soup kitchen, and during the winter months, he brought sleeping bags and hot drinks to those sleeping on the street. Pier Giorgio wrote that we should never just exist, but live. But live. And although his life was short, it was packed full of interests and activities. He enjoyed the opera. He could recite long passages of Dante. He spoke Italian, French, and German fluently, even though he failed Latin twice. He loved to climb the mountains, those beautiful Alps bordering between France and Italy. His motto was verso l'alto, great Italian motto, verso l'alto, be a great motto for someone becoming a bishop, verso l'alto, which means toward the heights, always verso alto, always toward the heights, but a great motto for the spiritual life, right? We want to strive for the summit of holiness. We want to climb the spiritual mountain toward the heights of God in heaven. What a beautiful day. If you get a chance, go home and watch the canonization, the beautiful homily of Pope Leo XIV as he canonized his very first two saints, Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis. With the Lord, I pray, I give you praise, Father, Lord, heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Lord, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed the secrets of sanctity to the childlike Pier Giorgio and Carlo Acutis. To these young adults and teenagers, you gave wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. Both Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Saint Carlo Acutis are inspiring many of our young people as they strive to live their Catholic faith and grow in holiness. Perhaps some of our confirmandi will choose one of these saints this year to be their confirmation saint when the bishop comes to confirm them in April. Pier Giorgio Frassati would be an excellent patron saint of our newly formed young adult group. And Carla Kutis would be an excellent patron for our new high school youth group. You see, the heroic lives of Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carla Kutis inspire us to live lives of heroic virtue. Pier Giorgio and Carlo show young people that not only is holiness possible, everyone can become a great saint. Everyone should become a great saint. As the Second Vatican Council teaches, all the faithful, whatever their condition or state, are called by the Lord, each in his own way, to that perfect holiness, whereby the Father himself is perfect. Pier Giorgio and Carlo, they weren't priests, they weren't seminarians, they were young men living the call to holiness. The universal call to holiness. This happens in the ordinary events of daily life, from hiking to computer programming, by going to Mass every Sunday, by receiving the Lord's mercy often in the sacrament of penance, by praying the rosary and serving the poor. Holiness happens in the ordinary events of daily life. Not only are Pier Giorgio and Carlo Acutis saintly models to follow, not only can we have real communion in friendship with them, but they can intercede for us. Please intercede for our young people today. Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati, pray for us. And Saint Carlo Acutis, pray for us. Amen.